Aloha, and welcome to this update on operations at the Navy's Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility. Today, we are joined by Lieutenant Commander Les Began, Fuel Director with the Naval Supply Systems Command Fleet Logistics Center, Hawaii. He'll be sharing some insights on the fuel support that the Red Hill facility provides to the state of Hawaii during times of emergency. Lieutenant Commander Began, could you please explain to me why the fuel at Red Hill is so important, not only to our national security, but also in supporting the state of Hawaii during times of disaster or emergency?
Thank you so much for that question, Brian. Before I jump right into answering that, I think it's best to provide some context so people can understand how isolated the Hawaiian Islands truly are. The state of Hawaii is located approximately 2,400 miles southwest of the United States, and is the most remote island chain in the world. Nearly 90% of Hawaii's goods and nearly 100% of Hawaii's fuel are imported into the state, and almost all this arrives on ships via ocean transport. The supply chain between the U.S. mainland and Hawaii is rather lengthy and complex, taking up to nearly 14 days from the time goods are shipped here until they arrive on the store shelves. Any disruption to this process will have adverse impact for residents of Hawaii, so this is why the fuel that is stored at Red Hill is incredibly vital, not only in times of emergency or disaster response, but even in support of essential day-to-day operations for organizations such as the Hawaiian International Guard.
So, Lieutenant Commander Began, does the fuel that's stored at Red Hill support any other operations here in Hawaii?
Yes. To be clear, the fuel from Red Hill not only supports the Hawaiian International Guard and their day-to-day operations, but at some point, the fuel from Red Hill provides support to nearly all military operations in Hawaii in some shape or form.
So, with regards to fuel from Red Hill supporting the state of Hawaii during times of emergency, could you please explain the process involved that allows the Navy or the Defense Logistics Agency to distribute fuel from Red Hill to the state of Hawaii?
Yes, and that is a very good point to emphasize, since the fuel contained at Red Hill is not normally meant for everyday commercial consumption. The fuel support I am speaking of specifically refers to times of disaster and or emergency relief efforts as a result of some type of event, such as a hurricane, earthquake, tsunami, or more recently, the large-scale eruption event on the southeastern side of Hawaiian Island. In order for the Navy to provide emergency fuel support, the governor of Hawaii must declare a state of emergency. This then allows the Defense Logistics Agency, via the Defense Support of Civil Authorities Doctrine of the Stafford Act, to assist in providing items such as meals, medical supplies, and fuel for use in the state of Hawaii's disaster relief and emergency response efforts. To be clear, the Defense Logistics Agency is the branch of the government that actually owns the fuel stored in the Navy's Red Hill tanks.
So, Lieutenant Commander Began, if the entire state of Hawaii or the island of Oahu is impacted by some type of disaster or emergency and there's no electricity, how does the Navy get the fuel from the tanks to where it needs to go?
That's a great question. All fuel distributed from the Red Hill tanks is accomplished via a process referred to as gravity flow or a gravity-fed system. Simply put, it is a method of moving a liquid, in this case our fuel, using the force of gravity without any need for electricity and or electric pumps. The fuel tanks were built inside Red Hill for several reasons, but one of those reasons was so that the fuel would be up high enough that it could flow down through the pipeline network to where it is needed. That flow of fuel from the Red Hill into the extensive pipeline network on the island is managed and operated by PAR Hawaii. This fuel can then be delivered without the need for electricity west to Waiau Power Plant in Pearl City or east to the port of Honolulu. The Red Hill fuel allows PAR Hawaii to continue effectively operate their facilities and also allows PAR Hawaii to redistribute fuel via pipeline network to various HECO substations across the island. So if the power goes off, the fuel can help HECO restore it.
So this leads me to my next question. How is the Navy sure that this gravity-fed process actually works during times of emergency?
We know it'll work because we've tested the process. The Navy Defense Logistics Agency and PAR Hawaii conducted a multi-phase proof of concept exercise under the direction of Commander U.S. Pacific Fleet to prove that the gravity flow fuel model concept from Red Hill to the pipeline network operated by PAR Hawaii was sound. The transfer of fuel from Red Hill tanks to the pipeline was successful. We also use a hydraulic analysis model to ensure that the Navy can transfer Red Hill fuel to the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport, as well as to the port of Honolulu to help keep Hawaii's supply lines open in times of emergency.
So before we wrap up for the day, Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just real quick, I would like to emphasize that the Navy understands the importance of being a good neighbor and the responsibility it has to support the people of Hawaii. During times of emergency, the Navy's fuel support and distribution process ensures that various commercial organizations and entities can and will be able to maintain essential day-to-day operations. That includes the continued distribution of consumer goods and commodities to island residents. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, an interagency agreement also exists between the Navy and the 154th Wing of the Hawaii Air National Guard to supply Haiyang with fuel. This agreement ensures that Haiyang has the needed fuel necessary to maintain its normal day-to-day operations, as well as to be able to execute their critical emergency and disaster response efforts and operations if and when needed.